This is DJ Tanis of Trouble Radio, and you are listening to a Trouble Radio interview podcast. Any attempt to copy, reproduce, distribute for sale, this podcast is expressly prohibited by law unless written authorization has been obtained from Trouble Radio and Joseph Strider. Enjoy the interview.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, depending on where you are in the world. This is the Tan Man, DJ Tanis here, live on Trouble Radio. And I have with me Joseph Strider. Say hello, Joseph.
Hello there.
Hey, now, do you prefer Joseph or Joe?
Let's see. You know, whatever. Whatever. Whatever's
you're
fine by me.
Kind of like me.
I'm flexible.
Just don't call me late for supper.
There you go.
Oh, man. So what's going on, brother? Let's get a little bit of brass tacks, and then we'll move on to other things. What's shaking up in your world right now? What's going down?
Let's see. Are we speaking musically, or what is that? Is that
musically.
Your question? Musically.
Musically. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm going to be performing in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Friday night at a place called Building Character, and what they do is they have this thing called Ladies Night Out, and I was asked to perform there for a couple of hours Friday, which I'm getting stuff in order. I'm running through a mess of covers, trying to pull heartstrings, and then also do originals. I figure 10 and 10 ought to cover me for the evening, and that's what's going this Friday. And I've got my partner and I, violinist Liz Mallon, will be flying to Corpus Christi, Texas, to perform at the Museum of History and Science in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Okay.
And then I've got some other things, and they're pretty much based around Lancaster, Pennsylvania, at the moment, and. And then, of course, with you, and another interview waiting for this through a magazine called Sonic Eclectic Magazine, and they're actually featuring a new, not a really great video, but it's something. I mean, the lack of money, I do what I can for one of the songs that is coming on my upcoming CD, which is at this moment being worked through. I should have it in a week or so. Little Bird, and a video of mine is up where you could find. You go to josephstrider.com. You could find it somehow if you're interested. And the song is called Jibe, and that would be the second song on my upcoming Little Bird CD.
Excellent.
I could go on and on. Are you interested?
Sure, absolutely. Actually, we just played Jibe, too.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay, great. I'm also working on, I'm going to say three CDs, maybe even four. I'm working on a CD with the title and the, what it's about a journey. It's about my journey and the way I see the world. And the way it looks out, like at the moment, it's looking like it might turn into two CDs. So, it's about experiences and not so much of judgment as asking questions of society, and then intermingled with instrumentals, which I love to do, guitar instrumentals, and also little vignettes, little stories.
Nice.
And one of the stories is a couple of kids sitting on the rooftop in Manhattan looking down. And another story is a little honky-tonk bar, and who knows where, it doesn't really matter. And then I'm also working on an instrumental CD, and I'm also working on a CD where I'm speaking to women and asking questions and getting insights and how they feel about life and what they do. And I'm working on a CD that has to do with women. From their perspective, through my eyes, you know?
You better be careful, man. You might end up on Oprah.
That would be interesting. That would be very interesting. But, you know,
sounds like something she'd be really interested in talking, especially. Yeah.
The songs, I mean, basically, I mean, they're all mingled. I mean, there's loving songs. There's songs about hurt. These songs about, you know, trust issues. There's also a song about a woman who contemplates suicide and then eventually does commit suicide. You know, and you know,
wow.
I'm trying to get all this, trying to get as many. I can't get every range, you know. So I'm going to try to try to get what I can within in between 9 and 12 songs. You know, I hope it.
Wow.
I hope it comes
Very
out well.
Cool.
You know.
Now, one of the lines in the. Do you have any lines in the sand as far as at least the first series of discs you're working on? Or is that just kind of a up in the air? You'll get it. You'll get it when it gets.
Well. The initial arrangement, what I had thought, was to get the Journey CD out, you know, hopefully, if not by the end of this year, the mid, and pretty much the same time frame as Little Bird will be coming out only next year. However, I think right now I'm going to concentrate on the acoustic instrumental and hopefully be able to get that out pretty soon. A lot of it's together. I'll be throwing in some of the stuff off of the first two CDs with a number of new things that I'm working on, alternate tuning and, you know, stuff like that. And I love playing acoustic guitar. I just love it. And to me, it's just the whole orchestra, you know? And
right.
You know, and
very cool.
So that's what I'm trying to do. And I'm hoping. Just see how it works out. I mean, I'm on a less than a shoestring budget, you know. So
sure.
I'm hoping to get some. I would love to have a percussionist work on this CD, and then again with the violinist that I work with, Liz Mallon, some violin on there, and then also an acoustic bass. So I want to keep it totally acoustic. I always want to remain acoustic, which doesn't mean that I don't want to also have a band, because I think some of these songs really need that. You know.
Right.
You know. So
that's very cool.
I'm trying to keep my options open, and going with the feel, you know, and things have been falling into place, and we'll see what happens, you know.
You know, a group of individuals comes to mind who were very successful acoustically, and that was the Violent Femmes. They were straight.
Oh, yeah,
acoustic.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, I broke a few chairs dancing at one of their shows in Virginia. It was fun.
Yeah, I dig the Violent Femmes.
Oh, my
Femmes.
God.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now...
epitome of teenage angst. Love it. Yes.
Absolutely. So now, okay, so you've got this gig on Friday, and then you've got your thing in Corpus Christi.
Mm-hmm.
What about any kind of festivals lineup? We know we're getting into that time of the year where festivals seem to pop up all over the place. Anything in the woodwork for that?
I'm going to have to tell you what. I am totally open to that, but I think that me putting in submissions and getting, I think I'm just a bit too tardy. I have stuff lined up for next year, so I guess...
Okay.
You know, and unfortunately, which is kind of a bummer for me, but actually it's a big bummer, I was invited to be on a standby list for North by Northeast. And
okay.
Unfortunately, I had to say no because I'm already set up to be in Corpus Christi that same weekend. And
got it.
Yeah, so would I love to be at North by Northwest? I am going to try like hell to be there next year, and not to mention South by Southwest. So any conferences that I can, you know, get into, which I already have, which was the launch conference here in Lancaster, which was last month. That was great,
mm-hmm.
great thing. Yeah, awesome.
You know, I'll throw a little bird in your, or a little idea in your bonnet. Have you ever heard of Coachella?
No, I cannot say that I have. Mm-mm.
All right, well, let me paint you the picture here, okay? Coachella is an event, Southern California. It just now passed, so now is the time to actually get on the boat for next year.
Coachella, okay.
Coachella, what it is a two-day outdoor event,
mm-hmm.
that probably flows maybe anywhere between 100 to 200,000 people through it in 2 days.
Whoa.
And the likes of Madonna, all the way down to indie bands that you've never heard of,
sure.
get to play it.
Sure. Wow.
And with your style of music, and I've listened to your music, your style of music would be a good fit to fit in between, you know, whenever you want to kind of get the crowd, you know, get the crowd into a, you know, a nice, you know, the kind of an introspective, and they're listening to the lyrics and the music kind of a mode, mm-hmm. kind of bring them down from like maybe a screamer that was up before you.
Yeah.
That would be
That sounds
perfect.
Great. That sounds great. I love that. I mean, there's, I, as I had mentioned before, my, I love playing acoustic guitar, and my, for me, the lyrics are really, really, really important. Unfortunately, I don't put them on the CDs. However, on the sites where, you know, you could go anywhere and find me, I will probably be posting lyrics, you know, to these
songs. Well, you're pretty discernible. Now, when you sing, you're pretty discernible. And it's real easy to hear what you're saying. I mean, I typically find that I only need lyrics for those individuals where you just really can't understand what it is they're saying. I mean, and that's important. You know, my wife, who co-owns the station with me,
mm-hmm.
we oftentimes sit down and we get to talking about how lost of an art it seems to be, where you can actually understand what the person is singing about. I mean, it was, you know, in the 70s, it was, you know, in the 70s, you know, it was kind of like the last where all the artists, you could understand what they were saying, short of Bob Dylan and Joe Cocker.
yeah.
But the 80s, that kind of got, it started to get lost, and then as we started, and then in the 90s, it really got lost.
I know exactly what you're meaning, over at the screaming the word instead of saying the word. I mean, I don't have perfect diction. However, I, you know, again, the lyrics are really important to me, and when they're being recorded, if I don't like the take, then I'm going to redo it. And the first CD was done in 9 hours. And I'll have to be honest with you, I don't really care for the production of it.
Right.
But I'd been sitting on it for so long, and then I decided to go ahead and release it. And now, Little Bird, on the other hand, it took probably about a year to finish.
All right.
You know, so okay. it took a lot of time and energy and a number of retakes on the vocals, a number of them, because I had to make sure that I wasn't saying chew instead of you, you know, and things
right.
like that, you know, because that's really important to me. And it's not to say that there's not one or two on there, but there may be. I'd like to say that I've listened to it thoroughly, but I can't listen to it without hearing the whole thing, as opposed to separating things, you know.
Sure.
You know, and I don't know, a lot of work and hard energy and great many thanks to the producer, Mr. Gary Olyar, who and I refer to him as a mad genius, and I'm sure a number of other people do as well. And he's crazed in a good way, and very meticulous. And he was a great, great help in helping me with the production of this CD. And now I'm sitting. I just got a call from the company who's putting this stuff out, and my CDs are being printed as we speak. And I'm working also on a compilation by this man by the name of Willie Forrest out of British Columbia, and he wants to do a compilation for a Native American benefit. And so I've agreed to give that. I'm hoping that Willie's, the company that Willie works for, is would consider taking me on as a client. And
the Beauty Beast Promotions.
Right. Well, I think it's Beauty and Beast, yes. And,
yep, it's the Beauty and the Beast Promotions.
Yeah,
I
you know
Willie
of Mr.
very
Willie
well.
Forrest, yes. Yeah, and,
Willie, yeah. he is, believe it or not, he is actually the show booker for Treble Radio.
Mm.
He's how I got in contact with you.
Ah, well, yes, of course. I think as I started
yep.
saying this, I recalled that was the case.
Yep. Willie is my main man, the man who never sleeps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Willie has come into my life recently and has offered up some things for me, and I'm so really, really grateful that he's done that along with his partner Mary, and everyone else involved, of course, and everyone that I'm meeting now, including yourself, and to those that I do not even know exist yet. So I think that's probably essential at this point in time right now. Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, things have been occurring slow and steady, and I kind of like it that way. Do I want to perform every night of the week? Certainly, I do. But at this point, getting this stuff out and being able to sit and work on new things is, I mean, that's a delight for me. And as far as performing is concerned, that I know of no other feeling, self-gratifying feeling in this world is performing. You know?
Yeah, I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, now, I got to ask, when you're not performing, what is it that you do? Are you in a position where your music's full time, or do you have to kind of supplement it with other things?
Oh, totally. I do have to supplement. Yeah. I'm kind of on a hiatus as far as that's concerned, living on a little bit of money and being very, very careful and frugal about where the money goes. And
sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm not in a position where, you know, people say don't quit your daytime job. You know, don't quit your daytime job. <You know? laughs> Don't do that. However, I decided to basically close my eyes and hold my nose and jump off the cliff.
Nice.
And that's what I did. And, you know, I figure I'm not getting any younger, and I've been wanting to do this my entire life, and I can't see as 20 years from now I'll even be in the position to do it. So I figure I got to go for all the broke, you know, and that's what I'm doing. You know,
builds character.
Yeah, you know, I'm going. You know, I'm taking. When I was younger, I worked in a hospital, and one of the main things I worked in an internal medicine ward, and I got to spend a lot of time with dying elderly people. And one of the things that was really predominant in what they would say to me is they'd say one of the things, the biggest thing they regret in their life was they didn't take the risk. You know.
Yeah.
The cold comfort.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
Right. The cold comfort was just too secure in a really dysfunctional way. And I've carried that with me for years. And then I decided that I'm going to take the risk. I have some wonderful, wonderful support, you know, which really helps me mentally, you know. And I couldn't do it without my support. You know, I just couldn't do it, you know, and it's like,
I got you.
It's like, you know, I did it my way, but you know, you might be able to do it your way, but there's no way that you can do it alone. You know,
that's true.
You know, it just can't happen. You know, you need all the influences and the support, whether it's just a, you know, like a quick, hey, love your stuff on MySpace. You know, or something like that.
Yep.
You know, whether it's that, it's all these little bits of things are encouraging, and one of my main thing is, and I really keep a check on, is to not use it and not go and not see it in a way where my ego is involved. And when I see that occurring, then I just have to step back and say, what's going on? No, we're not going to do this with the ego. We're going to do it with our heart, you know, and,
definitely,
you know, so that's really, 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 really important to me, you know?
Oh man, I got you. Definitely. You're kind of in my neck of the woods. I was raised in State College, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
Penn State.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm pretty close.
You're not all that far. You're not all that far from me or from where I was out of Northern California now, But no, that's quite. I definitely understand what you're saying. I hear you. And you know, I'm kind of in the similar situation, a kind of a parallel situation, only on the back end that you are. I mean, I 2008 got laid off for the second time due to outsourcing. I'm a technical guy, and decided to make the plunge. And you know, my wife's had these lifelong dreams of building her own businesses, and we had already had the Trouble Radio was already going. So I ended up, you know, working, i.e., but not working, obviously not getting paid from home. to help her build what she wanted. So I've been basically working from home since September of 2008.
Wow.
And that's a tremendous, and especially in my industry where 6 to 7 months out of the industry and you're pretty much obsolete.
Right. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
So, but I feel you, you've got it, you know, it's funny you said that though, because I, one of the very few things that I remember from my grandfather was him telling me, he just said, you know, live life every day, take some chances, and because at the end of the day, you don't want to be laying there in bed with a whole handful of regrets.
Yes.
Because those are the worst things, and they'll eat you up faster than anything else.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. I can't think of a time in my life where following this information in the best way that I can that hasn't placed me in a position of being happier and most self-content in my entire life. And
yep.
And it's funny with all this bureaucracy and red tape and the music industry, and I have to sit back sometimes and laugh, and I just say, geez, I just want to play music, you know?
I think that to be perfectly honest, just like you've worked in jobs. I think that these people invent half of that junk just to justify giving themselves a job.
Yeah, absolutely. That's crossed my mind before. Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be this hard. I mean, you have
right.
Especially with the advent of technology. I mean, look at it. You can an individual can sit down in their house with a reasonable investment in some, you know, minor computer software and a little bit of, you know, reading. And the next thing you know, they're blowing their own Glassmaster in their house that's digitally as equivalent, or at least equivalent to the ears of 99.9% of the people on the planet, and distributing it themselves digitally.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So explain to me why I need a 152 channel mixing board, $210,000 a year engineers, and X, Y, and Z. You just don't need it. I mean, really, the only thing that those companies have what we don't is the marketing and distribution machine.
Yeah, but I mean, consider too that just on the music industry's part, I can't speak about the other, but the fact of the matter is internet is changing the world. Internet has placed the position, the music companies and all these executives in a precarious situation, whether they want to admit it or not. The fact of
right.
the matter is almost anybody could get out there who sounds half
yeah.
decent, can be heard and can actually sell their stuff without the assistance or even the eyes of these people, you know?
Right.
You know, and personally, I could be wrong, but I think that before long, they will become obsolete. And
agreed.
You know, considering the way that it is, I mean, just even considering what you just said, you know, more people are going to go, hey, I can do this, you know?
Right.
And I mean, just out of this, I mean, there was one point not long ago where I discovered I was being heard in 34 countries, you know?
Sure.
You know, am I seeing any residual payment from that? Negative. However, you know, I keep looking at it. I do benefits. I do a lot of free stuff. And boy, do I wish I could get paid for it. But on the other
sure.
hand, you know, I'm getting out there, getting stuff recorded. We're getting stuff passed around, and from what I understand, some of my stuff has become viral, which really gives me a thrill. And you know, it's a different situation. In 10 years from now, whoa, what is it going to be like? I can't even imagine. You know, I just can't imagine.
You think about it. There's 5 billion people in this world. And you're being heard in 34 countries. And let's just say you submit you put your next album out there, and let's just say, hey, you go on iTunes and it's the 99-cent download.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, out of 5 billion people, if you can get 50, 60,000 people to download your
album,
you have just reached a money-making point where you're in the top 20 or 30th percentile for annual income for an average person working in the United States.
Right. I am crossing my fingers. I don't expect anything, but with Little Bird, I put so much time and energy and love and sweat and lost relationships and gained relationships and things like that. Nothing out of the ordinary for anyone else. However, however, I just, without any expectations, I just hope that this is going to place me in a position where that's what I can do. I don't need, I have no desire to be a multimillionaire. No desire whatsoever.
You just want to live.
I just want to live and do what I love as I believe everyone should.
Absolutely. But
do what you love.
That's very realistic.
You know, and not to mention, I'd love, I want to see the world, you know. I've seen a little bit of it, but there's a lot I haven't. And that's another thing I'd like to do. I don't know, society, the way that it works, and this clockwork of things. I don't know. Somebody needs to throw a stick inside the spokes or something, you know.
Just to throw more ideas under your hat. I mean, keep your mind open as far as that goes. It's like you said, you're being heard in 34 different countries.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to say that you can't, you know, through, you know, places like us and other places, that you don't come in contact with some of these people and that you get the offer, hey, you make it here, we got a place for you to stay if you can play our festival.
Right. Yeah.
And now all of a sudden all you're worried about is a ticket to and from,
right,
which considerably puts it into a much more financial, you know, attainable range.
Right. Yes.
And
yes,
you've got a place and then you get to go see these places.
Right.
I've heard of that happening, so that's not a very uncommon thing.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, in my conversation with DJ Nick, he said, we got to figure out how to get you to Milan. And I said, yes, let's do that. You know, so, absolutely, you know.
Twist my arm.
Yeah, twist my arm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's, I love... You know, even if they don't ever happen, I love that there's options. You know, it's just thrilling. It's a big, huge, wild, wide world, but all at the same time, it's pretty small. So
that's true. That is very true. I don't know. The opportunities are there. It's just maybe just like anything else. Doesn't matter what kind of job you do or you know what kind of music you play. It's just those one or two minor breaks that can aid, abet, and assist in doing that what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, you need to apply to that Coachella, and I think it is just like it sounds on the web, www.coachella.com, like coach with an E-L-L-A at the end.
I'm going to get there, and I'm going to go see if they're on Sonic Bids. If not, I will send them the link and tell them who I am and ask them to go see my EPK. And if they need a hardcover, that's not an issue. I can do that too. Yeah, yep. Yeah, so my EPK is on, go to my site, josephstrader.com.
Yes.
You can pull up my EPK. And I am definitely ready and willing and available and all that other stuff to be able to do this and to pursue my dreams. And that's my position right now. You know, and right now, I'm ripe for that, totally. You know.
Excellent. Oh, I just found it, the Coachella.com online. So
okay.
So right. Just poke around on there. And it takes a little bit of digging, but you should be able to find it, how to submit to be a part of Coachella. And it has this past year's schedule on it. I mean, one of the headliners was Jay-Z.
Oh, okay.
Grizzly Bear.
I'm sure that's
Echo and
Grizzly
the Bunny
Bear,
Man.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Echo and the Bunny Men from back in the day. Benny Benassi.
Now, that one I'm not familiar with, but, you know.
Okay. Well, he's more of a hip-hop or dance kind of guy. Faith No More was the headliner on the second day. I'm sorry, this is a three-day thing, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Ah, okay.
So, I mean, Gary Numan was on the third day.
Ah, huh.
You know, I kind of, when I listen to your music, I get a Leonard Cohen feel to me.
Oh, yeah, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just started working on covering Suzanne, because I think that's an awesome song. And and I do my rendition of Hallelujah, but it's not really a Cohen as much as... I can't remember his name. The poor guy, beautiful voice, died. Oh, boy, I can't even think of his name, but I do a rendition that's very similar to that.
Okay.
I can't remember his name. Ah,
that's all right.
Yeah, very, the voice is just, his voice is just phenomenal. And a very great, great loss to the music world, I do believe. Well, to the world in general, but yeah. Darn, I wish I could remember his name.
I got you. No, it's all right. I totally understand. Well, listen, I don't want to keep any more of your time, but I want to follow up with you again. I'm going to talk to Willie and get him to get you back on the schedule probably after the summer, because I'm pretty much the next month and the following are spent for me promoting one of his current CDs that's going to be coming out.
The metal thing. Yes. Good luck with that. Yes. That's wonderful. Yeah, that's
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, when Willie had mentioned that and all his time and effort and energy, and then he asked me to donate a song and then ask him to try to figure out whatever I could on my end as far as logistics so we could get this thing rolling. I felt really good about it. So.
Yeah, it's a good thing, and I actually just got the information from the record company and from him just the other day. I got to actually do some web work for him mm-hmm. on the Trouble site as well as some other stuff. But but after that, I want to follow up with you after the summer and see how things are rolling along, because I really enjoyed talking to you.
Well, thank you very much.
And,
being here.
Absolutely, and we'll connect up again.
Okay, cool. Very
excellent.
Cool.
Well, listen,
very
Joseph,
cool.
You have a wonderful, it's hump day today, so yeah, you only have a half a week to go, then Friday.
Friday, yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, I get to do that thing
that
again.
Should be,
yeah.
That should be very, I don't know how, I mean, I don't know, obviously, your you know, your personal situation. If you're single, I guess that could be a very good thing.
I'm not. So
if you're married, then what you do is you bring the wife.
I'm not married, but I'm definitely in a really nice, loving relationship, and that's okay.
And then you bring her along.
Yeah.
but listen, hey, have a great week, good weekend, good luck with the show, and hey, good luck on the Corpus Christi thing. I'll shoot you an email and see how that works out, and we'll get you back on here. Probably late summer, early fall.
Very cool. I look forward to it.
All righty.
Okay.
Okay, Joseph. Yeah, you take it easy.
All right, you too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Trouble Radio, rocks.com. Joseph Strider. Kicking some serious butt. Really good guy, down to earth, you know, he's got a good, clean acoustic sound, and that is just missing so much this day and age.